problem. It's about getting well.
What do I get?
And staying well.
The Frankie Boyer Show.
Getting well.
Do you need to show up?
Staying well. Listen. Mm-hmm.
This is the Frankie Boyer Show.
And welcome. Hi, everybody. It is so nice to have you with us. And we always love our first guest today because he brings us information that each and every one of us really needs in our lives. Hillel Presser is with us. How to start protecting your assets. And so this is the deal, Hillel. You say, and by the way, it's always a pleasure, assetprotectionattorneys.com is the website. So you say that even someone who in their own driveway, there was an accident involved with a young boy who was actually killed, and the person who killed the young child sued for damages of his car? I find that so hard to believe. Is it really true?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, you know, the legal system makes it so easy to sue anybody these days. You know, there's probably an attorney on every single corner that's willing to take a case for free, you know, based on what's called a contingency fee basis, because if they win, they're going to, depending on the state and where they are in the suit, probably get anywhere from about a third to 40% of the winnings. So if they win $10,000 for their client, they'll probably walk away with about $4,000. And the problem is that the legal system makes it so easy to sue, but it makes it so difficult and expensive to defend. So that person who's being sued, it might be a totally frivolous lawsuit, but it's going to cost them $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, probably even more, to fight the case that they say, you know what, let me just settle for $5,000 or $10,000. And, you know, we see these crazy lawsuits all the time. I just talked about one yesterday where a student actually sued a school for giving him a bad grade. And the rationale was that because of the bad grade, he was not able to get the job that he should have gotten and is now not making the income that he should be getting.
Oh, it's so insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, and you know, everybody hears about the, you know, the burglar who comes to rob the house, gets injured on the property, you know, sues and wins. You know, again, it's just, it's gotten way out of hand.
Just so wild. Okay, so what do you want us to do?
Well, first thing, educate yourself. You know, understand that there are steps you can take. You know, you work hard for your money, and the challenge that I give to all my clients is that for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it. So the number one thing you can do is at least educate yourself. Know there are steps you can take proactively to make sure that if you ever are sued, nobody can collect against you.
You're also recommending that people should not really own everything, but not own anything, but control everything.
Correct. And, you know, if you think about it, none of us really own anything, because when you pass away, you know, you certainly can't take it with you. So it's really just a long-term lease. So I always tell my clients, don't get so hung up about owning or, you know, who's on the title. You know, be concerned with being able to use the asset, being able to have the benefit of the asset. So don't worry about ownership. Worry about control. Worry about enjoyment. You know, the less you own, the less a potential creditor can go after, you know, thus not making you the low-hanging fruit.
Most people feel, though, that the way for security in this world is to own, and you're saying just the opposite.
I'm not saying that you can't own, but don't own it personally. You know, anything that you own in your personal name, somebody can take. If there's ever a slip and fall on your property, a car accident, a breach of contract claim, whatever they're suing you for, even a short sale or foreclosure deficiency, anything that you own in your personal name, they can take. So if you're going to own something, make sure you own it in some sort of protective business entity. You know, it might be an LLC, a trust, a corporation, a limited partnership. You know, there's no one size fits all, but certainly you don't want to personally own it.
Okay, that's really good advice. It really is, and I've had a very sticky situation where a very dear friend put me as president, because he couldn't for legal reasons, on his company, and I didn't get in. I don't even want to talk about the ramifications and how it destroyed my financial life.
It really did. And you know, it's not
It really did. I'm not just exaggerating. It was pretty horrible.
And it's not just the financial repercussions. I mean, that's just one.
Oh, no, no, it was my credits, everything.
And not even the credit.
Everything.
Think the opportunity cost. I mean, you know, the average lawsuit might take 2, 3, 4, 5 years. I mean, think about the nights up at night, you know, taken away from your business. I mean, the opportunity cost is almost worse than all the financial loss.
Well, and that's the other question is the stresses that we all go under, that we all under in life. So tell us about your website and how people can negotiate on the website.
Sure. Well, first of all, if anybody goes to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. There's just a wealth of information. We literally have hundreds and hundreds of pages that talks about how to protect every single asset you own from everyone every time. How do you protect your car? How do you protect your house? How do you protect your business? How do you protect your retirement accounts? We also go into detail about all the great asset protection entities, LLCs, corporations, trusts, limited partnership, offshore and international entities. And also, if any of your listeners go to our website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com.
I want to just say that most people listening to this are saying, okay, Hillel, we need to have money to go to this website. And you're saying it's not just for the wealthy.
No, I mean, first of all, go to the website and read it and educate yourself. It's totally free. You can request one of the latest books that we authored. As long as they mention your show, we'll send it to them for free. And again, the less assets you have, the more you need protection. I mean, take someone who saved up a couple hundred thousand dollars over their whole lifetime. If they're sued for $1 million, they're going to be wiped out. You know, contrast that with one of our professional athletes who's worth $50 million. You know, if he sued for $5 million, he still has $45 million left. So you can't afford not to protect yourself.
Can we ask a question? When you are thinking about going after someone legally, what do you want us to think about, though, before we do that?
Okay, you mean if you're going to potentially sue someone?
Yes.
I mean, the first thing you want to know is it a legitimate lawsuit? Because if it's a frivolous lawsuit, there is a possibility that the person you're suing can come back and sue you for
a countersuit.
Exactly, yeah. And for attorney's fees and things of that nature. So, number one, make sure if you're going to sue someone, and I'm not opposed to suing someone if it's, you know, legally and ethically correct, just make sure that you have a valid claim. I'm not saying that it needs to be 100% slam dunk, but you got to have some sort of valid claim. That's number one. Number two is, before you spend the money, do some research, you know, whether it's hiring an asset expert, whether it's going through your attorney, but, you know, do some research and make sure that the person that you're potentially suing has some sort of assets that you can collect against. Because if you spend tens of thousands of dollars or waste years suing someone just to get a judgment, if he has nothing to collect against, I mean, it's not worth the paper it's written on.
Absolutely. And the books, you've written a couple of books now.
Yeah, we've written a couple of books, and again, you know, they're available on our website to any of your listeners free of charge, as long as they mention your show.
That's awesome, and again, it's assetprotectionattorneys.com, and the latest book is...
The latest book is Financial Self-Defense, How to Protect Everything You Own from Everyone, Every Time. And also we have another one called Asset Protection Secrets. They're both revised editions to previous books, but, you know, certainly updated for the laws and things of that nature. Both really great books. You know, both can really help you. And again, you know, whether you end up doing any asset protection or not, just to educate yourself. Understand there's things that can be done. You know, you don't have to be the victim.
You say that you can lose everything. I'm one of those people that lost mostly everything and rebuilding now at this stage in my life, and it kind of stinks.
No, it's terrible. I mean, people work so hard, you know, because they want to obtain money, whether it's for retirement, whether it's to pass it on the generation.
It's true. And so that's why this is such an important conversation. We just don't know how to, we don't realize the longitude of how our connections and our relationships go. And so, you know, I was helping a friend out and then in the end had a real bad problem.
Yeah, terrible. You know, it's like no good deed goes unpunished, right?
You kind of wonder.
Yeah, just a terrible thing. You got to get yourself buttoned up. And again, you know, you hope that you never get sued. It's like insurance. You hope that you never have to use it. But, you know, in today's litigious society, you know, lawsuits are truly becoming the next biggest business. And I think about one out of every three people get sued in the next 12 months, and the average person sued about five times over their lifetime.
Absolutely. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So we thank you, Hillel. Always great, great information. And again, give us the website. Again, a free book for Frankie Boyer listeners. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com.